Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Delivering dependable for over 30 years, that's Superior Video Livestock Auction. And the next Superior Video Livestock Sale will be the Tall Grass Sale coming up on Thursday, June 18th. It'll be happening at the Spring Hill Suites Ballroom at the historic Fort Worth Stockyards. You can consign till 6 o'clock Monday evening. The catalog will be open, and it will be an online catalog only this week for the Tall Grass Auction that happens on Thursday. They'll be featuring cattle from the Osage and from the Flint Hills region. Oklahoma and Kansas cattle will be a big part of this sale that was held last year in Pawhuska at the Pioneer Woman's Mercantile. This year, though, in Fort Worth at the Spring Hill Suites Ballroom. You can get more information by going to SuperiorLivestock.com or call Superior 800-422-2117. The Tall Grass Sale for Superior Livestock, Thursday, July 18th.
And today we saw a very resilient cattle futures market as the market rallied back after being significantly lower at the open. Live cattle finished anywhere from about $30 to $1.10 higher. The front month, June, at 96.42, up 35. We didn't have any deliveries coming into today, and the oldest position was at the end of January of this year. So there was some anticipation that the market would rally just to attract some deliveries. But that really didn't start out the way today. It was as low as 93.92 at the low before closing about 96.42, up 35, or at least it finished trading there. The last trades were there. August is the next month out. It was at 96.42, up $1.10. And then feeder cattle were anywhere from $30 to $1 higher after being as low as $2 lower at one point in August, down to 128.67. A lot of people thought that 130 might be some support. Box beef at midday was down 77 cents on choice at 229.87. Select 215.17, down 410. The slaughter today was 119,000. So we're back to where we were back at the first part of March before all of this problem started on the slaughter. There's also reports out of the Food Workers Union. There's as much as 20 or 30% decrease in the labor force at this point, simply because people are scared to get back in those plants.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Calling all farmers and ranchers. Don't miss the Oklahoma City Farm Show June 18th through 20th at the Bennett Event Center at State Fair Park. See the latest in farm and ranch equipment and services along with live cattle demonstrations. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Take a test drive and enter to win a zero-turn Spartan mower. Show hours 9 to 5, 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit OklahomaCityFarmShow.com for details.
Today's grain trade was mixed. We had corn about a half cent lower, soybeans about three lower, Chicago wheat a penny higher, Kansas City wheat about 2 cents lower, December cotton down 81 at 58.22. Last week we had that USDA update, which pretty much showed what everybody had thought, that overall generally have an excess of grain around the world in the United States, and that was thought to be a bit of a thing that maybe pressure the market. Kind of lingering over into this week, but we've had some really good soybean sales. We had an additional 390,000 metric tons this morning, in addition to what I think 880,000 is what we finished with last week. Most of that's thought to be to China. So a lot of really good soybean sales, and that didn't help the market today, but overall that may show a level of commitment from the Chinese that they're going to stick around and buy the rest of our grain that they've committed to buy. Now, we also had a NOPA crush report this morning, and it showed 169.58 million bushels crushed in May. We were looking from about somewhere around 171 million bushels expected. Some people said 173. So that was a little bit disappointing that the demand was lower, but overall, still a pretty good number. And this afternoon, we got a crop progress expected showing 75% of the corn good to excellent and beans 72% good to excellent.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.